Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And his name is Yahweh, and those were awesome sounds coming there from Colin Maluleke. And you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is where you at, my family. Excited in this hour. I did promise the family that I will be talking to Sisibathabile Skhosana. And Sisibathabile is a media mogul. Amen. She's an award winner and a recording artist. And she's on the line with me. My queen, how are you?
Hi, this morning. I am well, and how are you? Good to be here.
I'm like this. Listen to this, Nginje.
Amazing. Good to talk to you and the listeners.
Wow, my queen, it's so exciting that you have released a new single right now that we will be talking about. But I am realizing that you... You're not born when I was way solo. God, to corn. Yeah. Sisibathabile, how do you push in this industry? I mean, you are in the media space. You are a radio manager, a programs manager. At the same time, you're recording. You are an award winner where gospel is concerned. You are in the theaters. Hi, Bo. Hi, Gandhi. You've also, in 2022, you've won the Best Female Gospel Artist of the Year at Basadi in Music Awards. Hi, Sisibathabile. How do you balance all of this?
Yeah, it's a bit hard. It's a bit hard, but it's doable. But let me, I love the, how you ask the question that I've been doing it and how am I doing it now?
Yeah.
I think for the longest of time, being an independent artist, I've been doing it myself, but with a lot of responsibility that has come to my plate over the years now, I then had to request for assistance from other people.
Yeah.
Like right now, I do have a team of people that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
Others are doing PR for me. Others are doing social media and management on the side, because it was easy when it was just me, a small young artist there. But now, because of the load of work as a programs manager acting at Ikwekwezi FM, now as a full-time musician, because now I've taken one gear up to being full-time in the music, I can't do it on my own. So I need help. So I think it besides the fact that I'm able to, you know, cut time and give my time to the employer and give my time to the brand, but also you need help and you can't do it alone.
Mara Sisibathabile says, when I was a small recording artist. When have you ever been small? Aye, Sisibathabile, where did it all begin?
we look at
you and we see a giant, and I think from ever since we were like, wow, Lord, what are you doing, Lana? You know, so when you say a small, we're like, it doesn't resonate, Kathleen.
you know, when you say small, it's when you're starting up, it's when, you know, you're introducing yourself and the music, the brand, you're introducing the ministry, and you work harder. And then when you realize that you have grown, it's where you see the fruits of the hard work. As you talk about the awards, the schedule is busier than usual. You are part of events that normally a small independent musician would not be part. But because you have established yourself, invested in the business, in the music, in the brand, then you know that you have moved one gear up.
Yeah. But what are some of the challenges that you have met in the industry when you started out?
Sure. When I started out, I think the hardest one was singing in the space of traditional gospel, while I had the contemporary gospel background.
Mm.
You know, we just played Umfundis right now. That's contemporary. So I had that background, but my writing was a bit traditional. So there was an imbalance of some sort in terms of what is your genre. Yes, it is gospel, but where do you feature? You know, I remember my first company, Zeus Music, they didn't understand the music. They loved the voice.
Yeah.
They loved the song, but they couldn't categorize. When they go and present the song to people, they say, but is she traditional or is she contemporary? And she's in the middle.
Yeah.
And those were the challenges. And the other challenge was also doing things myself. And I'm going to be honest, and nobody has asked me this question, and I think it is important to talk about it today for some reason. The issue of not getting assistance in what you do and wanting to do all things yourself, it is a challenge because it sets you back. You don't ask questions. You don't have anybody to assist you. Then you are...
Oh, Sispa Tabile, are you still there? Sispa Tabile? All right. Let's reconnect with her. We're coming back, giving you the sounds. Zagasis Batavilis Kosana. Yebo kunjalo.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That is Sisba Tabile's Kosana and the song Yebo Kunjalo. And these are some of the sounds that she released between now and the year 2012? Yo, Sisba Tabile. Aiko, God, so and we celebrate God. We thank God for you. Yeah.
To be honest, Yebo Kunjalo was my first song that played on radio. That is the live version, but the actual song, my first recording is Yebo Kunjalo.
Wow, so beautiful. So, wow, and it's so encouraging that his promises are yes in us and amen.
Okay, amen.
Wow, so beautiful, Sisba Tabile. So you were talking about the importance of having people around you who help you, not doing things on your own when we got cut off.
Yes, indeed. So I've had for a longest of time people saying, I have got a team. I have got a team. And I didn't understand what that meant. And how do you play a team? Because when you're an independent artist, you think in small in a way that what you are working for is for you alone. But when you've got a team, the work becomes more because as they do their work, they expand your brand, they expand your work.
Right.
It's like when you're having a company, in your company, it's just you alone in your own room. Even the work that you're going to get, it's only going to be limited to you and your own office. But if you employ other people and you go and market another job, then you are working for a good for you and the others.
Yeah.
So that's why it is important to have people that know the business, that know the music, that know the brand, that know, even in church, when you've got a church and you don't have a board or you don't have a committee and you are only a pastor, who gives you sound advice? Who is your who is your treasurer? Who is the secretary? So you treat it exactly like that, that God has given me this, but the fields are big, so you need helpers to help you through what you're doing.
Sure, you need helpers to help you in what you're doing. Frank Jacob says, good afternoon, my sister. Keep spreading positivity and wellness. You are making a difference. Lerato says, Sis Batabile, we love you and love your music. Now, the new song is called Ngwana wa Modimo. I noticed that you composed the song with the late Kuli Mdaawe. Tell us about that.
Yes, so Kuli wrote the song Ngwana wa Modimo and gave me the song and said, he says, what have you, please do this song, because I used to work with Kuli as my music director. I said, it's okay, you know, I'll do it. And I just packed it there. And then there was a situation in my life where I got retrenched. There was a situation after COVID where we didn't know where that we are going back or going forward.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot that was happening. And at that point, God had said a lot of things to me. But one of the things he said, don't pray outside of my will. Say thy will be done. And it was like that song had to come back where it says, looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. Because at that point, I did not know where am I going to go next? If you have worked for a company for over 16 years and you are retrenched, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
You know? So I had to go and trust God. I had to trust Jesus. I had to say, you know the plans that you have for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me. And that song came, and then I recorded the song because I was saying, Sheba Fela Jesu, all these things around you, it's just noise. But God is your source, and indeed, God is the source. And that is the message of Ngwana wa Modimo, Sheba Fela Jesu.
I'm going to ask you a very sensitive question. Because Kuli also passed on during the COVID times. Even though we are not sure what took Kuli, was it COVID or wasn't, but he also passed on around the time of COVID. I'm sure working on this song has been like really a hard one for you as a result of that.
You know, when we were actually recording the song, I requested the wife to be part.
Yeah.
And she said to me, you know what, I want to be part, but I am unable. Anything that reminds me of Ukuli. And for me, it was also to honor Ukuli that he gave me a song. And when he was alive, because I didn't record it when he was alive. I recorded it when he had gone. So I took the message because, you know, when you have a music director, you speak. I remember he sent me a WhatsApp message in the evening, I think around 10 at night. And he said, you know, this song, we've done it before, but I want you to do it. It is my song I'm giving to you. So I had to send it to the wife so that I can get permission, you know, again, because he had said it before. So it was honoring him, really, because Kuli was a... to me, he was a brother more than just a music director.
So somebody who will be listening to this song, going through a situation, what are they going to get from it?
Yeah, so when you listen to this song, really, it is a song that draws you closer to God and to the principles and the promises that he has made. God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So when you go to him and not have an option, Lord, when you don't have a plan B, then he will come through. As long as you have a plan B, and God has given us the ability to have plan A, B, C, you know he's got those. But there are times when you don't have, you know, you've exhausted up to that, and you go to him. So I'm saying to a person who is going through stuff, especially unemployment. I've been there. It was not long to be in that space, and I felt like my world was shutting. So I understand what they're going through. Pray the prayers of faith to Jesus. And when you listen to one, now I'm a demo, so exactly do that and say, Lord, I don't have anybody else, but I have you. And confess the word, and you'll see miracles. And I guarantee it that you'll see, because this is the word of God.
All right. Looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's take the very song, Ngwana wa Modimo ba Sesba Thabile Skhosana. We're coming back.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Guiding your faith journey. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Sheba fela Jesu, ngwana wa Modimo, sheba fela Jesu. And that is Sis Bathabile Skhosana. So beautiful, Sis Bathabile. So beautiful, encouraging. And one can sense that you didn't just sing it from your mind. You were singing it from the heart. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, encouraging us to just looking unto Jesus. I believe that as you're talking, there is somebody who says, I'm not working right now. I'm going through exactly what you're talking about, and you're encouraging me. Your words are really encouraging, because I never thought that somebody might also be going through what I'm going through currently. What other words would you say to them as well, Sis Bathabile? Sis Bathabile, are you still there? Oh, my. Sis Bathabile? Oh my, let's connect again. In the background, he is faithful, and that is Sis Bathabile Skhosana.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the IM Youth website, email subscription, and IM Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
But that is Sis Bathabile Skhosana. He is faithful. Technology is trying to fail us, but we won't allow it, because the message she's carrying today is there to encourage a family member. And Sis Bathabile, are you back? Yeah, in the Vukazikon.
I am back, and I'm here.
These are the messages. These are the messages. All right. Here's Tabang. Tabang says, thank you so much, Sis Bongile and Sis Bathabile. I'm also looking for a job. I was discouraged. And to be honest, I was feeling let down by God, but encouraged today. And this is M. Hart. M. Hart, I don't know the name Gatli, but it's written M. Hart on our WhatsApp. Says, just what I needed. Also, not working. Marriage broken because of third party. Says, Batavili, do you have words for our family members who just wrote back to you and saying you're talking to them today?
Indeed. You know, there's a verse that says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Mm. And one, I would like to say thank you to them for listening. That's number one. And listening to Radio Pulpit, because there we get encouraged, we get the word of God, we get gospel music, which is still the word of God. And, you know, when you find something that encourages you, repeat it to yourself. Mm. As we are speaking right now, it is the word that says he is the author and the finisher of our faith, and he will never let you down. Repeat that every day until the system and everything believes it, and manifestation will come after that. Mm. Those are the words, is that the word of God is alive. And when you speak it and confess it, and when you say, I am looking to you, oh God, and nobody else, and you continuously do it, manifestation will come. And I'll say, hold on. God is in control. Mm. God has got you. God got your back.
Wow, God has got your back. Sis Batavili, thank you so much for talking to us today. I always say, and this is what I always say to all my guest speakers, especially when we're experiencing some challenges on the airwaves, we don't know which network kwenzakalani. I know it's because of the message you're carrying. So this is just an attack. This is just an attack, but we thank God for this message. Pietra says, All right. Pieter, I will just go check it. And Leslie says, thank you so much for the music as well. Yeah, I gave you powerful songs today. I mean, he is faithful, Sis Batavili, reminding us how faithful our God is. Mwana wa Mudimu, just looking unto Jesus. Keep looking unto Jesus. His promises are yes and amen. Where do we get the songs, Sis Batavili?
So they're there on our digital platforms, but moreover and above, we've released the 1 hour more demo video. It's on YouTube.
All right.
And please, you just log in there and say, Batavili's Kosana, 1 hour more demo, you'll find it there. It's doing wonders because people are loving it and loving the message. And really, it gets it to your heart. So you can get my songs on all the digital, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, and of course YouTube. And I would request that our listeners would subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you get more of my, when I do performances,
we know where you are.
All my performances. Yes, exactly.
Well, you know where it's happening and all.
Thank
you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. May the Lord keep strengthening you, moving you from one level of glory to another. And keep being a blessing in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Sis Batavili.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who has made this a time possible. And thank you to the listeners and you for having the patience, even with this metric. Thank you so much.
We are being attacked from every side, but Bona, we keep rising. We are like balloons. The Lord is with us. So we love you, my queen. Have a blessed one.
You too, bye.
Leaving you with the sounds of Sis Batavili, wrapping up this hour actually with the sounds of Sis Batavili, Ngiyamangala. So when you look back, you will say, Lord, how did we pass through that?
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.